We are learning Maseches Erevin, Daf Yud Amud Aleph, and we are beginning approximately 15 lines from the top, at the end of a line, Amar Rav Yosef. We are continuing a little bit the sugya of Nirim Mechuz Hashav Vafnim, and other topics regarding Alachi. Amar Rav Yosef, Lo Yishmi'eli Hashmaitza. Rav Yosef said, I never heard this memra of Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. Rabbi Rav Huna said before we had Amar Rabbi Bar Rav Huna Nirim Mechutz. If a lechi is only noticeable on the outside, a shavu v'fnim nidim shem lechi, he holds it is a good lechi, even though it's not noticeable from the inside, only from the outside. So Rav Yosef said, I never heard this memra of Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. I never heard it from Rav Huna. I never heard it from his father, because his father was his rebbe. So I said, I never heard that memra. I never heard about that. That's nidim shem lechi. Omle Abaya. Abaya said, "At Amris Nalon, you told us. We know Kiyadua Rav Yosef got sick. It was part of his learning. So Abaya said, reminded him, At Amris Nalon, you told us. Vahon Amris Nalon, and you told us on this. You told us regarding this memra. Domi Rami ba Ab Amar Rav, Amar Domi Rav Ab Amar Rav Huna. Lechi Amoyishchem Dafrei Shal Mavi. A lechi that is jutting out." Of a doifin of a mavi. We're talking about a mavi is shaped like a ches, shaped like a U, and out of one of the sides, a lechi is coming out, sticking out, you know, to like the length of the walls of the mavi. So the lechi is that lechi hamayishich depends. If it's pachas dalad amis, if it's less than dalad amis, nidam mishum lechi. If it's less than 4 amis long, so then it could be a lechi. Umishtamish imchudei aprimi, and you could be mishtamish. You could, you know, carry there. You could carry in the mavi from the inside border of that lechi. Dalad amos, if the length of this lechi is dalad amos, nidum mishum mavi, then it has din of a mavi because it's the length of a kashrus of a mavi, and it's not a good lechi. But also stamish bekula, you can't mishtamish in the mavi at all because you don't have any lechi. Because a lechi that's 4 amos long is pot is possible. But that was the memra of Rami Bar Abba from Shem Rav Huna. Which is Shem Rav Huna, which is a Rebbe. At Amos Alon Law, and Abai tells the Rebbe, you told us on this memra, on this memra of Huna, Shema Mino Tlas. You see three things. First of all, Shema Mino Ben Lechiayim Aser. The first thing you see is that Keneged Lechi is Aser. Why? Because it says when Lechi is less than Dalad Amos, you only can Mishtamish Mchudei Apanimi. You can't Mishtamish Keneged the Lechi. You can't carry Keneged Lechi only from the inside border of Lechi. So you see, Ben Lechiayim Aser, and even though you can't mishtamish k'neged lechi. Now, the Rishonim have a kasha here, that what's the raya, the whole Ben Lechayim Aser? Here, maybe it's worse, because here you don't have mechitzas k'neged it. Because pashas, you're looking at this mavi like a ches, and jutting out of one side of the ches is the lechi. But on the other side, it doesn't have a wall. So if it doesn't have a wall, there's no tzadik mishtamish k'neged it. All tzadik mishtamish k'neged lechi is only inside a mavi. But outside a mavi, maybe not. So the answer must be that the wall on the side was taka length, was also, the other wall was matching the length of this lechi. So then you see, ben lechiayim is also. B'shmamina, another shmamina you see from here is, meshach mavi baba amis. You see that the length of a mavi is 4 amis, and not 4 tvachim. And a third shmamina, near mechutz v'sham afnim din mishum lechi. Here also, from the inside of the mavi, it looks like the one long wall. Only from the outside you can tell it's a lechi, and still it's a good lechi. So you see, nidim mishum lechi. This is like Rabbi Bar Rav Huna said over that near mechutz is a lechi. So Zokta Gemara, what's the halacha l'maisa? V'hilkasa near mechutz v'sham afnim din mishum lechi. The halacha l'maisa is that near mechutz v'sham afnim is called a lechi. So, Frekta Gemara, Tiyufta v'Hilkasa, we just finished on yesterday's daf, that there's a kasha from the case of Chatzah Ketana, Shenifetzel L'Gedayla. And that we see from that case that we hold that Nira Mechutz Shofnim is not a lechi. So, you have Tiyufta, you say Hilkasa. So, Gemara in, Mishum Tani Rav Chia Kawase, Lamais is a bright sir Rav Chia, that's Vavuya Nira Mechutz is good, that even though the lechi is only noticeable from the outside, it's still a kosher a lechi. And we paskin, like the Braisa of Rav Chia, and like this Memra of Rav Huna. One more question I just want to mention, that the Shema, on the Shema Mina Ben Lechiayim also, we said from here that Ben Lechiayim is also. L'chari, you can ask that, who are you trying to say? We're trying to say it's like Abaya and Rav Chista, not like Rava, who Rava is the one who holds, the Ben Lechiayim is Mutter. So you can ask, L'chari, I didn't find this Kash anywhere, but you can ask that the Ben Lechiayim, even according to Rava, it's more than 4 Tfachim, which is not a Mokam Tor, you also can't Mishtamish Kenegadit. So really, everyone agrees to that. Here's what it says: Pachas v'dal ramis, it's a mishdamish kinei chudi apnimin. Yeah, because Pachas v'dal ramis is more than four tvachim. So you have to say it was mashma from this memra that any time it's less than dal ramis, even less than four tvachim, it still can't be mishdamish. That's why it's narai, not like rava. That's you have to speak out lechera. But kaponim. That's these three shvaminos you see from the memra of Huna. We pass ketak and nir mechutz v'shavu v'nim is a good lechi. Now the Gemara has to turn its attention to the next part of the Mishnah. It said in the Mishnah that if a doorway is wider than 10 amos, you have to make it smaller. In order to be machshir the movi with a lechi, the doorway can't be wider than 10 amos. And we saw in the Gemara on Daf Beis from Rav, they learned it out of the Pesach of the Heichel, which was 20 amos high and 10 amos wide, so it can't be more than 10 amos wide. And the Gemara there said that Rav said that Mei Rav Huya learns that from Ulam. Ulam is a 20 by a 40. So it would sound like there that according to Rav Yehuda, you get up to 20. And the Gemara said, our Mishnah says, doesn't have any Chalkim in the Mishnah. The Gemara says, the Braisa has that Rav Yehuda, Taka argues, that you could have wider than 10. And right now, the Gemara is bringing down that Braisa. V'arochav me'esi yamayit. Omar Abaye, Tani will enter the Braisa. V'arochav me'esi yamayit. If the doorway of a Mavi is wider than 10 amos, you have to make it smaller in order to be machshir with the lechi. Rav Yehuda Eime, ain't it tzarech lemayit? You don't have to make it smaller. It could be 10 amos wide. V'ad kama, how big could it be? What's the maximum it could be in the width? Sovar of Achi, kameid Rav Yosef lemeimar. Rav Achi, before Rav Yosef, thought maybe to say that only ad shlosh esrei amos v'shlish, only tall 13 amos and a third, that's the biggest it could be. What's the pshat? Because we are kavachayim pasi b'rois. We kavachayim pasi b'rois. What's the halacha pasi b'rois? Pasi b'rois is a halacha brought down at the beginning of the second parak that when the oil regal were going up to the Beis HaMikdash for Yom Tif, so they had a few week walk, and sometimes they had to drink on the way, even on Shabbos. And the problem was that the bar, or like a well, is Rosh Hashanah, and they were Rosh Hashanah. So how could the animals and the people drink from the well? It's a shaila of Aitzah. So the Masakin, the Ilana makes them called Pasi B'rois. It's these little corner walls that are shaped like an L. You put it on each corner, and it's only one Amma by one Amma. And that will be Machshir, the whole area to Rosh Hashanah. If each corner has one of these L called Pasi B'rois, one of these L walls called Pasi B'rois, it helps. Pasi is less than a pass of a wall, and B'rois is a bar. But the halacha is, machlokes in the Mishnah there, how wide could you have between the walls, basically, the L's? How much space could you have in between? So Rav Yehuda's shita over there is that you could have 13 and a third amos. Why? Because he says you can have enough room to fit two sets of four bakar in this opening between. Two yokes. Of four cows, let's say, could be fit in between these two pasi b'rois. Each cow is wide one amma and two thirds amma. So altogether, you get eight times one and two thirds. Eight times one and two thirds is eight times one is eight. Eight times two thirds is 16 over 3, which is basically 5 and a third. 5 and a third plus 8 is 13 and a third. So therefore we have 13 amas and a third amma is the width between Pasi B'rois, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So remember the Kavachayim, Pasi B'rois. Ma Pasi B'rois, Shehutarta Behem Paros Ruvayimed, the special het, the Pasi B'rois, even though most of the wall is open, it's only closed up on the corners, we still makel, and we say that it's a good wall. Still there, we so make a lehetirus about yisem shloish esrei amos shlish. Still, you were in matte more than 13 amos and a third. Mavui shloish tarta by paras meruba. I mean by mavui that you were in matte a paras meruba. So the ain't additionally tarta by yisem shloish esrei amos shlish. You don't have a shakula there. You more machmer by mavui. So of course it can't be wider than 13 amos and a shlish. So Gemara says back, no, I don't understand the kavachayim. V'hina nisanas. Maybe it's the opposite. That pasi beroyis. By Pasbar, since we were makel so stark, we were very strongly makel there, we were very lenient there by allowing Parat Ruh Alaymed. So there, we don't let the opening be, since it's a Parat Ruh, it's mostly open, so we're not going to let more than 13 amas and a third. Mavi, it has to be completely closed, mostly closed, it has to be Aymed Ruh Alaparat. So Tata parts real Amos. Tata yes, we can go on Shlush. Maybe they will land more than 13 Amos and a third. Or you could say Namli Idach Gisa. You could say the opposite. Maybe even 13 Amos and a third shouldn't be allowed by Mavi. Why? Because passive arroyo is that Kilo Bechad Kula, we will make a one Kula for the Ila Regalim, Ekaba Kula Achrina. Mavi, but a Mavi, Klal Kaloi, we shouldn't have any type of Kula. Shouldn't have any type of Kula. Maybe it shouldn't even be more than 10 Amos. Maybe it shouldn't be more than 10 Amos. So therefore, you can't learn out from passive rise. That's what the Toshis of Ben Parrot speaks out there. Lamaise, therefore, you can't learn out passive rise. You have to find somewhere else to learn out. And the Gemara doesn't tell us what's the shear that's more than Esser. So you could have said, it's 20 Amos, like the Limud from Ulam. It's Kedai to look at a Toshis that Beis on a Beis. Toshis that Beis on a Beis, on the bottom of Beis on a Beis, Divra Mascha Oma Abaya. And says, let's read the Tosfos. Based on my bias, it says Mashma v'lo'olam pesach ulam gomer. The Rav Yehuda learns a pesach ulam u'machshir, and Rav Yehuda's machshir had rochav chav to why 20 amos. And Tosfos says v'kasha l'kamon omar le'machshir Rav Yehuda adim yom shlish. And Frank Tosfos, what do you mean? Heck, he says up to 20 amos is good. The Gemara later on says our Gemara 13 amos and a third. So Zot Rav Kiva Eger. Rekveg on Gilead of Shas on that Taisa right there. You look at the Kureg, it says, Loye Dati, she also be a Kusha. I don't understand what Taisa made a Kasha out of this. Venichu be Kusha, they stayed Shver. Hazel, Inisham Mishnah, it's not a Mishnah there. Oy Brysa, Rak, the Rav Achi, Sova Loimek, and Rachi thought to say 13 and 3 Amos. Ve Ri Deicha, and so, and Rav Yosef was Deichet. He said it's not even true, the whole thing. He said it wasn't even true. And Rav Yosef was Deichet. So what do you want from that? V'hiyanis senes v'mekin yeshleim with Abaye Savar Kerav Yosef, and you have 20 amos wise. That's why it blives shver on that Tosfos, which Tosfos is naming on the Ar Gemara is maskana 13 amos and a third. And there, Rav Kerag is asking, what do you mean Ar Gemara blives that there is no shear whatsoever? So the Gemara vayt. Now, if you have something that's wider than 10 amos, what do? Tani Levi Mavi Shurach of Esrim Amo. You have a Mavi that was wide 20 amos. You have to be made the mavi. Noyetz kana, you could stick a stick bam suusai in the middle of the doorway, vidaya, and that's enough. That's enough. You put that kana in the middle of the doorway, and that's enough. Just make it turn it into two doorways of 10. And that should be enough, because now it's only 10 amos. Hu tani la, Levi brought down this braisa, vo amal ein halacha kaisa mishta. We don't pass like this mishta. And why not? So Rashi explains, because there's an idea called Osi Avir de Haigisa or the Haigisa Vatale Lakana. There's an idea that there's a lot of airspace on each side of the pole that's more than, each side is more than the pole. It's Mevatal and annuls that wall, that little Kana. Because on both sides, so much air, we look at it, it's not here. It's called Osi Avir de Haigisa, the ear on this side, airspace on this side, the Haigisa on this side, Mavatla Kana, Zvatla Kana. Therefore, it does not help putting a Kana right in the middle of it. Ikidami Amashmuosh made Levi, Ein Alacha Kaisa Mishnah. The first gear said, same thing, the first gear says that Levi himself said Ein Alacha. Ikidami Amashmuosh made Levi, Shmuosh made Levi, the Ein Alacha Kaisa Mishnah, Pasach Mishnah. Elahechi Avir, it's what you do. You have something that's 20 amas wide, what's the Eitzah? What Eitzah do you have? Amashmuosh made Levi, Shmuel says to Levi, the Eitz is like this. Top of Yerama base. The Eitz is like this. Oise pas gavoya asara. You make a wall that's, the height is 10 tvachim. B'meshach arba amos. And the length going into the mavui is 4 amos. U'mamidoi la'orkoi shal mavui. And you stand it, la'orkoi, you put it through the la'orkoi of the mavui, through the length of the mavui. That's where you put it towards the length of the mavui. And this way, you're splitting up the mavi, making it into two mavi. It becomes two mavois. I can ask what I'm to Asi Avira. So, the Rashba speaks out that since it's the wall of a mavi, there's no Asi Avira in that. And basically, really, the pshat you would explain it is like this, that Asi Avira is only if it's going that way. Here, we're looking at, you don't look at the ear that's to the width of the mavi. It's not going to vevatel a wall that's going to the length of the mavi. That's not going to have a vatal, not going in the same direction, therefore there's no ase avir there. Come on, no ase avir there. And therefore you make this pas kavaya asara, and that splits up the mavi. Tosfos actually asked that should be a mavi akum, because the halacha is, we had before, that a mavi shaped like a ches, and there's two doors open to shirabim, it's a mavi akum, it might need a tour of Pesach. So Tosfos, if you look at Tosfos, there's a maschal oisa on the top of the Amid, But at the beginning of the wide, the narrow line, it says, Ritzva Pirish, the Haqqa fil be yasim esalim, mikrim a foolish. It's not going to be foolish as a mother. Even though in the back it's more than 10 amas open. The kivan shnei psachim shiram echas, it's all one shirabim, but in pesach zeh, you're not going to go, it's all the same place. That's not called a mavi akim, that's a foolish, and therefore it's not a problem. Like upon him, the first etza of Shmuel of Shrei Levi is, you put, make a pas gavoy asar meshach ava amas, and that will split up the mavi into two, and now you don't have a 20 amma wide mavi, you only have a 10 amas and a 10 amas, and it's good.